Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Chester Elton is here, too. Chester's an old friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and he's one of the world's experts on recognition. He's one of the guys that we go to, and heck, that the world goes to understand how we can do a better job of making sure that our employees feel appreciated, feel valued. You know, you heard me say, and other experts on the show many times before, folks, that whenever people are polled about why they left their last assignment, their last company, why they moved on, money was never on top. I've seen dozens of these over the last 35 years. Money was never the first thing, but almost always 100%. The number one thing was I wasn't valued, I wasn't appreciated, I didn't feel like they cared whether I was there or not. Well, Chester and his organization does a great job of helping people like you and me not let that happen to any of our people and to our organizations. Chester, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much for having me again, Jim. Always a privilege.
It's good to have you back. And, you know, and by the way, folks, Chester's brand new book, he and Adrian Bostic have co-authored the book, The Invisible Employee. The first book that I knew about them having written was A Carrot a Day, A Daily Dose of Recognition for Your Employees. But this was called The Invisible Employee, and it launches today, doesn't it, Chester?
Yeah, it's actually been on the bookshelf for just about a week. It's sold really well, and today's our big push, so we're delighted to be on your show.
Well, I appreciate it, and we're going to talk about the book a little bit and some of the things that you tell us in the book. But and then a little bit later on, folks, we're going to tell you about an opportunity that you might want to check out and might help you to motivate you to check that book out today. Tell us about what the invisible employee is.
Well, you know, today in business, with so many people retiring, you know, the baby boomers and good and qualified people getting harder and harder to find, what we find is there's a big percentage of the workforce that's at work but invisible. I mean, they kind of do the bare minimum, whether it's the relationship with the manager or they're ill-suited for their jobs, but they'll come in and they'll punch the clock and they're kind of invisible. You know they're there. You're just not getting the best out of them. And what this book shows is that if you're a manager and you can pay attention, you know, if you're a good communicator and you set clear goals, and then you watch what's going on in your organization, and you find those people that are kind of marginal, those invisible people, and they start doing a few things right, if you reward and recognize them, they become more visible, more engaged, and it does nothing but help your business grow and develop and be better.
So you're saying that what we've got here is like a dormant employee potential, that the people are not really engaged, they're actually underwhelming you as a manager. But it might be because they just need a little attention.
Yeah, exactly right. It's this huge resource. You know, a lot of times we say, gee, if I could just get a good guy in, if I could just hire somebody else, you may not realize that some of your best people are already there. You just haven't maximized their talent.
Well, and you know, I have seen this before, Chester. I've actually seen companies say, you know what, I need a go-getter. I need a real, you know, somebody with a lot of energy, et cetera, et cetera. And maybe they'd even let somebody go that they didn't think fit the bill. They'd go find that person that they were looking for. And within a year, the person they hired would have regressed to just like the person they let go.
Well, that's the thing. See, what happens when you've got people in your organization and you can maximize their talents is they already know kind of the politics of your company, or they know the product, they know how to get things done. They just haven't really had the opportunity or the chance to shine. You haven't picked them out and said, hey, you know what, I believe in you, I think you can do this, and then support them and encourage them along the way. So you're right. We're always looking outside. What we're encouraging managers to say, look more inside your organization and use the power of recognition to highlight and bring out people's talent.
One of the things that I've tried to encourage people to do, and I've tried to do this myself over the years, is if I have an employee, or if I see an, if I'm helping a company with an employee situation, whenever I have done that in the past, I actually turn the mirror around on management instead of on the person that's in question. Because usually there's this, if not more blame, I shouldn't say blame, if not more of the responsibility for this behavior is not on management. At least half of it is on management. It's the inability of the management to bring out the best in that person.
Well, there's no question. You know, it's really interesting. You talk about...
Hold on. I'll tell you what, Chester, hold on to that thought. We got to take a break. You know how this works. We're going to be right back after these messages, folks. Chester Elton is our good friend. He and Adrian Bostic have got a new book out called The Invisible Employee, Realizing the Hidden Potential in Everyone. 20 till. Stay with us.
When I was a young boy.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. A little bit of Steely Dan for you there. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. One of the things you can do is find Chester Elton's position in our Brain Trust and go to his archives and listen to some of the outstanding interviews that he's deposited with us over the last several years. And is talking especially about the work that he does with his co-author, a man whose name I have screwed up royally this hour for some reason. Folks, his name is Adrian Gostic with a G. You'd think I could tell a G from a B, but, you know, somewhere back in my education, there something fell through the cracks. I don't know what happened. But so, Chester, you can give Adrian Gostic my apologies.
I'll be sure to do that.
Tell him to please, since I've apologized, if he would only give me 20 lashes with a wet noodle, I'd appreciate that.
I'm pleading for
lenience here, folks. Adrian Gostic and Chester Elton are the co-authors of the book A Care in a Day, which is one you've heard me talk about many times, and the new book, brand spanking new, The Invisible Employee. Now, there's a big deal going on today, isn't there, Chester?
Yeah, this is kind of our launch day. Like I said, the book's been on the shelves for about a week or so, but if you go on Amazon and you buy a copy or three or five or as many as you'd like, because, you know, the more books you buy, the more books you have. You are eligible for...
I never thought of that, Chester. That's amazing how you came up with that.
Yeah, it's a little marketing. I like it, you know. And by the way, I want to tell your readers, my mother has personally already bought over 100 copies.
Wow, I'm not surprised.
That's right. If you can't count on family, who can you count on, you know?
That's right.
But we're offering that. E-books as a part of the offering. We're offering Garrett the Carrot. We're offering toolkits. And if you buy enough books, we'll enter you in a drawing where we'll actually come to your organization and we'll give you a half-day training session, and the value of that's worth about $10,000. So we hope you'll all jump on, buy some books, and I hope you win, and I'll show up at your organization and give you some of the best recognition training on the planet.
I like that. So go to Amazon.com and look for The Invisible Employee by Adrian Gostic and Chester Elton. We were talking, Chester, a minute ago about this idea of if you've got an underperforming employee, don't look at the employee first to see what's wrong. Look at the management of that employee to see what's wrong first. Maybe that's not where the problem is, but you need to check there first, don't you?
Well, you sure do. You know, we put a lot of pressure on our managers. You know, a lot of times we promote a manager because maybe he was the best in the department, he was the best salesman, or he was the best researcher. And we don't always promote people because they're the best leaders or the best managers. What I find in a lot of organizations is we just haven't trained these people well. We haven't given them the tools. So one of the things we're hoping is going to happen with this book is to give you some basic concepts and arm these managers so that perhaps they can be a little better people management types. And you're right, a lot of the research we show shows that people are leaving their managers, not their company, because that's where you have the most interaction during the day. So the more we can train and give these managers tools, I think the more effective they're going to be and the happier they're going to be as managers. I don't know anybody that sets out a goal and says, look, I'm going to set a goal to be a real bad manager, you know?
Yeah.
They're just ill-equipped to do the job.
Talk to us, Chester, about some of this. There's some research that you found recently.
Yeah, we we're constantly looking for, you know, the scientific part, the research that proves the theory. And CNN Money came out with a study just in January. 14,000 employee survey found that 65% of American workers are casually, if not actively, looking for another job.
Six out of ten employees are actively looking for another job.
Yeah, and that's a huge number. I mean, you can imagine, I'm a manager, I got a team of 10 people, and I'm trying to get work done, and I'm trying to progress in our area of expertise, and 6.5 of those people are kind of looking out the window wondering where their next job's going to come.
Well,
tough job.
One of the things, to put that into a little bit of perspective, Chester, compared as opposed to when you and I were young, a lot younger, I should say, is the fact that when you think of the Gen X generation and then the Gen Y generation coming along right behind them, those folks have different attitudes about where they're going to work the rest of their lives. You know, when you and I first came up, I know you're a lot younger than me, but you still, I know you've been around a while, Chester. When you and I first started, we didn't necessarily expect to be with one company forever, but it wouldn't have surprised us if we had been. Now, these people, these young folks, they know beyond a shadow of a doubt that they're going to have several different jobs during their career. And so, they're not only, even those who aren't thinking about it, they know they're going to be going somewhere else one day. And so we've got to understand that as managers, don't we?
Yeah, we really do. You know, I almost call it like the human pinball theory. I mean, the younger you are, you plan on being with 6, 7, 8 companies. I mean, they're after experiential kind of jobs. You know, I want to try this experience. I want to try that experience. And they're you know, I laugh. You know, you see, especially the kids coming out of college, and they're addicted to their cell phones, and they're addicted to their video games, and they've got these huge steroid-enhanced thumbs, you know, that run all these games. And they need a lot of stimuli. They do. And so what I find is that managers, Gen X and Gen Y's best, are ones that are giving them constant input. You know, we were kind of grew up in the generation where sometimes managers would say, no news is good news.
Right.
You know, now this generation needs news constantly. I got to tell you something. If any of your listeners out there have got kids that play like Mario Brothers, I've got a little 10-year-old, and he plays the game like a lunatic. He needs lots of stimuli, and so does Gen X and Gen Y. Yeah.
I hope you're feeding him lots of chocolate there, Chester. Stand by, Chester. Quick break. We're going to be right back with our good friend Chester Elton. He and his co-author, Adrian Gostick, are the authors of The Invisible Employee. Stay with us.
In a white room with black curtains, near the station.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Chester Elton. He and Adrian Gostick are the authors of The Invisible Employee. That's the new book. The other one, just before that, is an outstanding book. It's still available, A Carrot a Day. And Chester, by the way, give us your website before we go any further.
Real simple, www.carrots, make sure you put the S on the end, .com.
Carrots.com. Now, you guys do a lot of training. You work all over the world helping people understand how to value their employees. And this book, Invisible Employee, has come out of that work. How do I, if an employee is invisible, is there a chance that maybe this could be an unproductive situation that could go on for way too long?
Well, sure. You know, there's nothing worse than sort of being ignored. And a lot of times, you know, people become invisible because they're not getting any feedback from their manager as to what they're doing is valued, it's important, and should be repeated. In the book, we talk about a real simple formula, set, see, celebrate. Set the goals, clearly communicate it, see what your people are doing, get engaged with them, get involved, and then when they do things right, celebrate those successes. It's a simple formula, you know, but it works well, and it works every time.
Well, how do we... Tell us what an invisible employee, if we show up at work today and or, you know, someone's listening to you right now and they're saying, I wonder if I have any invisible employees. What would they look like?
Well, it's kind of interesting. You know, as I've talked to my friends and as we've done this training, I have people come up to me and say, invisible employee, that's me. And they're not always the people that you would suspect, you know. They're middling performers. I mean, they do the work, you know, and it's satisfactory. But they're not enthusiastic about it, you know. And one of the ways I think you can find if people want to get engaged is call them in and, you know, ask them a couple of four questions. I've got four high-game questions that I love managers to ask employees. And when they call them in, the first question is I like to have managers ask employees, hey, we love having you here. We've selected you. You've been part of the team for a while. Have we lived up to our promise to you? Have we provided the opportunities and the excitement that we promised you when we hired you? I think that's a great question. And then secondly, I love the internal branding kind of question where you ask your employees, and they can be long-term guys, what do you think it is we do well? You know, I know what I think we do well, but where do you think our strengths are? And get them thinking about the business like an owner.
All right. Then, now, I get what you just said, Chester, but here's where I think we may be stuck. How do we get managers to ask those questions?
Well, yeah, and that's where this training thing comes in that you and I have talked about.
Because this requires a little bit of pain because we might not get back the answer we thought we'd like to get.
Yeah, and it's not a 2 or 3 minute conversation. You know, this is 20, 30 minutes where you really are, and if you're asking people for their opinion, like you say, you got to be willing to take the good with the bad and figure out what it is you're doing.
Right.
And how they can help. You know, I find that most people really do want to help. They want to be engaged. They've never just been invited in to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
I think those skill sets for managers are important, you know.
Well, I just think that a lot of managers, a lot of owners, you know, we're so focused on what we're doing and we think it's right that we don't really want to, we don't mind having you know, having suggestions that sort of lend itself to the way we think, but if we open ourselves up to the kind of critique that you're talking about, that could completely derail our idea and that could hurt our feelings.
Well, you're right. And, you know, when you're the boss, a lot of times you want to be right all the time because you don't want to be perceived as weak or not knowing what you're doing. And that's where, you know, as we've started to do this training, and you and I have talked about this, that no matter where you go in the world, the issues seem to be the same. We just brought back one of our trainers from Beijing, China, and he was amazed that the things that managers, you know, in factories in Beijing, China are struggling with are the same issues here.
They're all humans, aren't they?
You better believe it. I mean, I'm leaving Friday to go to Istanbul, Turkey, to talk to business leaders, you know, there about how to keep and attract top employees. And it's amazing how the simple things about being appreciated, being asked your opinion, asked to be involved in the decision-making, help me out with this, goes so far with people no matter what their background, no matter where they live.
The book is called The Invisible Employee, and today's the big push. Tell us again quickly, Chester, about what happens if they buy the book today.
Well, if you go to our website at carrots.com, we'll pull up the little offering, and if you buy a book and send us the Amazon receipt, we'll send you an e-copy of our Managing with Carrots book. And then if you buy 3 copies, we'll augment that with some fun carrot stuff from Garrett, the Carrots and Toolkit. But if you buy 10 for your organization, we'll enter you in, and you can win a free training session with me and Adrian. It'll be a lot of fun. We hope you do it.
Which could be, and that training thing could be worth something under $1 million, right, Chester? Thanks,
well,
Chester.
10,000. Thanks so much, Jim.
Carrots.com. Thanks, Chester. See you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back on the other side of the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.